Film.
And Furious.
Welcome back for another Angry Film Review. Due to the nature of this podcast, there are bound to be some unavoidable spoilers. So if you've not seen this film yet, hit pause right now and come back when you've seen it.
If you want to hear more Film and Furious movie reviews, don't forget to subscribe and check out my other podcast, Theory of Conspiracy. Thanks for listening.
Right, if you're still listening, don't blame me. Bond. James Bond. No Time to Die. Sadly, I think the Bond franchise went downhill a while ago. I recall coming out of Spectre saying it didn't feel like a Bond film, and with this one, they've truly broken the mould. There are still some classic Bond moments for sure, but the Bond formula has been chewed up and spat out with this one. If you watch any of the previous Bond movies, you know exactly what to expect. They start with a high-octane action sequence, usually from some previous mission that Bond's been on. Then it slides via the classic Bond down a gun barrel shot into a wonderful music video. The start of this new film was so long, when the music video came on, loads of people got up for loo breaks. Also gone are the typical Bond endings, where Bond gets the girl and Q or M, or sometimes the Queen, will video call him to congratulate him on saving the world, only to find him in an uncompromising position with the Bond girl. The classic Q gadget scenes have also gone or have greatly diminished with these recent Daniel Craig movies. But you can forgive these two changes because they're bringing Bond into the modern era. But without giving you spoilers, so you're going to have to watch this for yourself, you'll see how this film is so different from the very rest. It's just not a Bond film for me. Sorry, it's not. And to quote what my cinema buddy said as we walked out, I can't believe the woke movement has ruined James Bond. And I have to agree. Bond is a fantasy spy movie, not some statement about today's society or to be over-influenced by the PC Brigade. That said, is it a good film? Yeah, it was alright. And there was one blink and you miss it moment for me, where Bond has to turn around and shoot a henchman in a tunnel. And cinematically, it mirrors the classic Bond scene from the perspective of a gun barrel, and he spins and turns as he shoots the unseen villain. You know, the bit just before the music video I mentioned earlier. I thought this was a nice little tip of the hat for Daniel Craig as he's last out in his 007. Action-wise, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. Thrills, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. That mouthfeel, they would say if you're describing something like a whiskey or a wine, but the Bond feeling, I'm only going to give it a 2 out of 5. Gadgets, I'm going to give it a 2 out of 5. Bond's gadgets were naff. The villains had some okay gadgets. Overall, even though it was a decent film, I'm only going to give this 2 out of 5 because I wouldn't be bothered if I never watch this film ever again. Have you seen this movie yet? Are you going to see this movie? Do you agree? Do you not agree? What would you give it out of 5? You can let me know on Twitter. It's @TheAbductee. Don't forget to check out my other podcast, Theory of Conspiracy, where I talk about popular and not so popular conspiracy theories with Carlos and occasional guests. As usual, thanks for listening. See you next time.